Tom Derzepolsky, who runs a successful Tallahassee marketing firm, has been making regular relief trips to the areas most devastated by Hurricane Michael for the past year.
We just encountered all kinds of very interesting challenges, and the list is long, but one of them that stood out was how people can manage medications during a natural disaster, in particular when the power's out, if you have medicines that need to be cold. I paid attention to this because in December of last year, our youngest son, Gray, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And before you open the medication, it must be refrigerated.
Derzepolsky quickly realized there was a local resource that might be able to tackle the problem.
But I thought this could be a really interesting engineering challenge for the bright minds at Florida State and Florida A&M University. And as luck would have it, they have a program where they take on a challenge each year. And we were so excited that they chose this one.
A six-member team headed by mechanical engineering professor and project advisor Dr. Shane McConomy was soon on the case. Although Professor McConomy is the first to admit it is a daunting challenge.
Unless you have some type of generator, some way to generate energy to keep it cool, because otherwise it's just always going to decline. You can delay the inevitable, but it's going to warm up.
As a certain famous starship engineer once put it,
I can't change the laws of physics.
Tyler White, one of five senior mechanical engineering students on the project, says conventional coolers and ice packs have serious limitations.
Most coolers out on the markets nowadays, they can only last roughly 3-4 days at max with ice being in the cooler to be at that desired temperature range for a medicine that we're dealing with.
Which is why team member Tim Wilms says they're looking at all kinds of options.
We have spitballed all kinds of ideas for power generation from solar panels and wind turbines. We found emergency batteries that are the size of a generator, but they can store a lot of power, and they're commercially available to little turbines you stick in running water, and it'll spin the turbine. So in the situation of a hurricane, there's flood water, so you will have a current which could drive a turbine.
As the old saying goes, just about anything is possible if money is no object, but team member Matt Israel says having an affordable solution is vital.
Making it commercially available not only to consumers who can afford it, but also FEMA, as well as, you know, the Red Cross, for them to be able to use such a device to distribute to areas that need it, has been a priority from the get-go.
With such a complex project, mistakes are an ever-present danger, so team member Christian Torpy is there to keep the error factor as close to zero as possible.
I look over everything before it's submitted and like sent out, and I double check equations and just make sure everything's up to snuff.
The team, which also includes student Jesse Arrington, who was unable to join his colleagues for this interview, remains solidly optimistic of success. If that happens, the commercial payback could be massive. But professor and project advisor Dr. Shane McConomy says there's a far more significant reason to keep pressing ahead.
More importantly than the market sales of it is how do we like actually preserve human life, right? So that's actually a more valuable commodity than any monetization that we could achieve out of this.
We'll let you know how the project turns out. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.